The Saturday Light Brigade, it's Youth Expression Showcase time. It's the first one of the year, 2014. And I'm excited. We have a good group. We have five cellists today. They're all learning along with instructors at Pittsburgh Music Academy. Nicole Myers Cummings and Simon Cummings are here to accompany them. And it's going to be fun to have all of the kids here this morning. And we'll talk to the instructors, too. Our first performer this morning is Bennett Moore, who is from South Fayette. And Bennett, you're 11, I do believe, right? And let's we'll talk with Bennett in a moment. Here he is, Bennett Moore. Was absolutely beautiful. And Bennett, you need to know that Aunt Sandy and Uncle Tom are listening. They just sent a message at 412-200-5975. They texted us, looking forward to some great cello playing. Love, Aunt Sandy and Uncle Tom. I have some other messages to share, too, that I will in a moment. Bennett, how long now have you been playing cello?
Well, I've been playing since I was basically four, but it was literally right before my fourth birthday.
And you didn't get a cello for your birthday, did you?
No.
I was thinking maybe that was how you remembered. So you're 11 now, and it's been about 7 years. What are some of the things you're learning now about playing cello? I don't know much about playing stringed instruments, and I'm curious what you need to learn.
Well, you need to learn how to get a good bow hold. You need very fast fingers. Like in the song I just played, I could not play if I did not have very nimble fingers.
Yeah, it looks like it's hard to learn how to do that. You didn't make it look hard, but as I think about it, when I watch people play, it's like, how do you get your fingers to do that? Do you do exercises, or is it mostly just practicing the various fingerings?
Yeah. With enough practice, you can do practically anything, really.
You mentioned bow hold. What is that exactly?
Well, it's how your hand is positioned on your bow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this works. I'm
So it's kind of the grip, though, or the way you hold it.
Certain grips give you better sounds than others.
I never thought about that before, but it makes sense. Just like when you hold a baseball bat, you want to hold it in a certain way. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or acknowledge anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my five cousins, Danny, Carlos, Ricky, Christian, and Joe, all in one family.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
They're not from the same aunt and uncle that just wrote us, are they?
No.
Not from Sandy and Tom, who wrote to say, they wrote back again, by the way, to say you sounded just fantastic as they were listening to you. Anybody else you'd like to say hello to?
Well, I'd like to say hello to Aunt Sandy and Uncle Tom and any family members that are listening right now.
Well, terrific. You did a great job. And next up, we have Clara Turner. Clara is the elderly member of our group at 12 years of age. She is in Mount Lebanon. And she is about to play as well. If you're just joining us, our Youth Expression Showcase, the first of the year, begins with cello players from Pittsburgh Music Academy. And here's Clara. Was Clara Turner, and we'll talk with Clara in just a moment. And while she's heading up to our SLB microphones, I'll let her know that she has some folks in Texas that love her and are listening. Nana and the Hendersons. That sounds like it could be a TV show. Nana and the Hendersons in San Antonio, Texas. Love you, Clara. We're spending our morning listening to you. And Clara, tell me a little bit about yourself. We mentioned your age before at 12. What do you like to do besides playing cello?
Well, I do swimming. That's pretty much it. I don't do any sports except for swimming.
And do you practice a lot? Watching you play, and Bennett, before you also, it seems like you really have a lot of discipline and are spending time learning. Is that correct?
I usually do about 30 minutes every day, and I'm doing chamber orchestra, and I do orchestra at school, so.
Is it ever hard to practice? I mean, do you sometimes not want to?
Yeah. Yes, a lot.
What do you do? to get over that?
Well, I usually like, well, if there's a time when I don't like practicing, I usually do fun songs and then I'll with all the other songs so that it's more fun.
Now, Bennett had talked about grip and also about finger dexterity. Are there other aspects of cello playing that are challenging?
I think shifting and extending, like, on the fingerboard is hard.
And so it's shifting would be just moving your fingers?
Moving your hand up the cello, yeah.
And what's extending?
It's when you're stretching out your fingers to make a heart.
I see. It's interesting. I think it's fun for people to understand that playing a cello is more than, you know, making a sawing motion across the strings and moving your fingers around. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, I'd like to say hello to Nana and all of my cousins and all the rest of my family in Texas.
Excellent. Anybody else?
I would like to say hi to my uncle, Michael, in California.
Very good. And I'm just looking to make sure I acknowledged everybody I should have as I looked away. Thank you. You sounded great. Thanks for being here with us. And now we have the youngest in our group, whose name is Sarah Voigt. Sarah is from Fox Chapel. She just had a birthday. So did I. I'm going to find out if our birthdays are close to each other or not when we talk. But now, my pleasure to introduce Sarah. I should mention, by the way, that our first two cellists, Bennett and Clara, were playing along with Nicole Myers Cummings, and now Simon Cummings, another instructor at Pittsburgh Music Academy, will be playing along with Sarah. Just beautiful. And we're going to get Sarah up to our microphones. And then Tad Swanson is going to be next. And then Jonah will finish up. I have a message from somebody in Chicago that I need you to resend. It just says, from Chicago. Our number to text us with a message is 412-200-5975. Sarah, I don't know if Bingus, Beeps, Molly, and Anna mean anything to you. Do they? Who are those people?
Well, Kingus and Thieves are my grandparents, and Molly and Anna are my cousins.
Well, they are listening in Naples, and they are happy to hear you playing today. Now, you just had a birthday. What day was your birthday?
New Year's Eve.
You're a New Year's Eve baby. That's kind of fun. Do you like having New Year's Eve as your birthday?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of fun. I was born on December 7th, so we're both December babies, but I was born a little bit later. Now, what do you like about playing the cello?
Well, I like the songs really much, and I like how the fingering that you can do.
Is it hard?
Well, some of them, in the songs, you have to do it fast. And so it's a little bit hard then, but if you do it slowly, it's okay.
Do you ever make up your own songs?
Sometimes.
I thought you might. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yeah. I want to say hello to Molly and Anna, Bingus and Beeps, and my mom and my grandpa and Katie, my sister.
Great. It's so nice to talk to you. We still have two more cellists to join us. And next up is Tad Swanson. Was Tad Swanson, and it was great to hear him play this morning, too. If you're just joining us, it's our Youth Expression Showcase. We have high school kids coming up from the South Asia Youth Summit who will be joining us. We're just a few minutes away yet, but they'll be joining us in about 5 minutes or so. Let's meet Tad. Tad, how old are you, and what school do you go to?
I'm 10 years old, and I go to Central Elementary School.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yes, I would like to say hello to my family who might be listening, and probably, and if my friends are, or I'd like to say hello to them as well.
Who came with you today? Who might be listening right outside?
Just my parents.
Well, that's wonderful that they came to be with you. What do you like about playing the cello?
How simple it is to play.
Well, that sounds, and you can kind of rely on it. You can sort of play it. And does it make you feel good when you play? I thought it might.
Most of the time.
Are there other things you like to do? Do you have any hobbies or any favorite subjects?
I also do play the trombone.
Wow.
And as well, also I play the piano.
So you're very musical.
Yes, I am.
It sounds like you are. Well, thank you for being with us. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Tad?
No, not really.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us. And Jonah is going to play next. And Jonah, we heard his brothers earlier today, Eli and Liam. Jonah is 9 from Squirrel Hill, and I have a whole bunch of messages for Jonah. Shasha says, I'm proud of you. Keep making your cello sound so great. And I'll share some more messages. I also have a message for Tad. We are so proud of you, your brothers and sister. So, Tad, they just wrote to say how proud they are of you. So now let us hear from Jonah Rosenberg. Was just terrific. And as Jonah Rosenberg makes his way to the microphones, I am going to do my best to share quite a few messages with Jonah. And they include, let's see, who do we have here? I mentioned Shasha and also Aunt Mariah. Or Mariah. Thank you, Mariah. In Chicago. She's so proud of you. You are awesome. And great job, Jonas. Your group sounds wonderful. I think that is, well, it's from somebody, I think, in the Chicago, yes, in the Chicago area. Jonah, I'm so proud of you. Love Aunt Mariah. I think we covered that one before. Avi Rosen says, hi. Great job. Maybe we can get together again. Shabbat shalom. And I think I've got them all. Now I can look at you instead of the screen. You sounded great. Jonah, how long have you played cello?
Since I was 7.
Now, in talking earlier to your brothers, I understand that your father is musical and that Eli and Liam play instruments as well. Do you ever play together?
Well, Liam knows a couple of the songs I know. But he just started, and Eli, he does sight reading. I do it. I do memorizing. But we do the same songs.
Interesting.
But I've never played with him actually.
So, can you explain what sight reading is?
So sight reading is reading from a book with musical notes, and memorizing is just getting the whole song in your head.
Very good. I've always been curious. And you prefer to memorize. Is it easy for you to memorize?
Well, I started memorizing before I did sight reading. So
Yes, it's easier for me to memorize, but I also know a little bit of sight reading.
It's probably important to be able to do both, I would think, especially when it's the only way to learn new music, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, yeah, everyone that just gave me the messages.
And that includes Uncle Ian.
Uncle Ian.
Ian. Ian. And is Ian married to Mariah?
They're sisters.
They're sisters. Oh,
brother and sisters.
Okay, that's so that their names have the hard eyes in them here. Ian and Mariah. Excellent. Well, thank you. All of you sounded wonderful. And you can get more information about Pittsburgh Music Academy if you're interested in the work they do with musicians at pghma.com. And I want to thank Nicole and Simon. I don't know if you have anything you'd like to add. We'll put you up. Thanks, Jonah. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us, and I'm really proud of the students. They did a great job, and if anybody's interested in taking cello lessons, definitely contact the Music Academy. Today we got to hear a range of students from the first book level to the fifth book level, so you can sort of hear the progression, and these kids have put in so many hours into practicing, and I'm really proud of their work today.
Well, thank you for the good work that you both are doing. Anything you'd like to add, or you can say hello?
I just want to say thanks to all the kids who played. They sounded great.
Yeah, and thanks to the parents for bringing them. Good luck, and keep in touch as your careers progress. In just a minute, we're going to talk with, I think, 10 high school students, 10 all told, 10 or 9. They're going to be with us. And Sri Lanka, Nepal to Pittsburgh, and they represent a number of different high schools, and they're going to be teaching middle school kids about global health and environmental issues based on the trip they just took. They'll be with us in just a moment here at SLB.